Why are you crying now?
I feel so good, I feel so numb, yeah.
You know if that proposition passed? The proposition that banned the Santa Ana Winds in November? I mean, Santa Ana Winds are supposed to be in October. November, it's just too late. We're practically, I mean, look, it's
not. I'm looking on my ballot here. I don't see that anywhere.
It was in a very special ballot. Yeah. It was in the, I think it was like a Grossmont ballot initiative out there. You know what? Here's what I don't understand. Aren't we supposed to be having rain? When's the El Nino coming?
What is that?
Are we in an El Nino year or a La Nina year?
I was told we were in an El Nino, not quite as strong as ones we've had.
I want to see some rain come in here.
Well, I'm with you on that.
You know, it's just.
I mean, it was beautiful today, but you know,
it is.
We need some rain.
I just at night.
Just
heavy downpours at night, and you wake up in the morning and you're solid. The skies are blue. Everything is good, but then at night it's opening up because nobody's out at night.
Yeah, well,
the freaks.
None of us are, anyways.
Did you say the freaks?
The freaks come out at night, baby.
Oh, come on. Now, you know, come on. Let me tell you something. It was a great pleasure to be down at Golden Hall yesterday.
There's some freaks.
For the election coverage. It was phenomenal. I wish I had smell-o-vision for you folks. Because like that, you're walking around down there is just so special.
What does it remind you of, Brett?
It's the streets of San Francisco in some places.
Was this before or after the poop?
I get down there last night, and I'm driving down there, and I'm minding my business, and I only went down one wrong way, one-way street. I only did it once.
Very good.
Okay, and I immediately pulled through an illegal U in the middle. You know what was great? I turned down one of the streets illegally one way, stupidly. I just did it. And do you know, approaching me in the other direction was a San Diego police vehicle.
And I said,
whoa, I'm going to pull right over here to this curb. They just rolled right past.
He said, that's Brett Winterble. He needs to get
Golden Hall. He's got to get over to Golden Hall. Fox News just called the election for the Democrats. And so I did a U, and then I was able to get in the parking structure. But the gate was up. Down. So I had to do a U inside the very tight confines of the parking structure and go back up the ramp. I wasn't going to back up the ramp. It was a very, very stressful few minutes there.
And at the top of the ramp was Sheriff Bill Gore.
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you told me.
No.
Was I dreaming?
That's county.
Oh, sorry.
I was in City of.
Yeah, you're lucky that wasn't a sheriff's department. Car driving down the road in the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, I listen, when they pull me over, I just say my name is Mike Slater. And I'm on my way to a very important event. You got to let me go. Ollie, Ollie, oxen, free, free, free. The serious story here, though, this Tucker Carlson thing is crazy. So if you're just tuning in, Tucker Carlson's a host on the Fox News Channel, that same Fox News Channel that called the House for the Democrats last night at 6:33 Pacific time while people were still in line to vote at the polling places. And Tucker Carlson apparently has this crazy group called Smash Racism DC. They're Antifa. Show up at his house while he's on Fox News. And I guess they're threatening his family. I guess there are a number of people there. They've got signs and they're being disruptive in general. I don't know why the PD hadn't shown up and handled business.
I was going to say, yeah.
There is some speculation, and I don't have it verified, that they may be at the wrong house. This may be a home he did own but did sell.
Uh-huh.
And now he lives somewhere else. But that means that they're harassing an innocent family.
You're absolutely right.
Which is disgusting. And you can avoid all of this. You can avoid all of this if you just don't go and harass people at their houses.
You're right.
Eamon in San Marcos on the Tucker Carlson story. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Brett. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for calling.
No, this is a crazy situation. You know, the last caller talked about passing legislation or laws. I'm like, mobs don't follow laws, right? So the only thing that can protect an individual from a mob is what most people are trying to take away, and that's, you know, their right to bear an arm.
Yeah.
And I don't know any better way to protect your family. You know, guns or firearms are the great equalizer. Even the weakest of people can defend themselves from a stronger individual through a firearm. And that's all I have to add.
Okay. All right. Good call from Eamon. Now, I think this house is in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very hard to have a gun in D.C.
Yes.
It's not easy to have a gun in D.C. They want to make it as difficult as possible. But you know what I think you can have without any problem?
A taser?
A paintball gun.
Oh.
And I'll tell you something right now, because they sell those automatic paintball guns. You open up that door.
Oh, yeah.
And you start hitting them with Day-Glow orange hot sauce. People will start running.
I'm telling you.
Have you ever been hit with a paintball?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It hurts.
I've been hit with a paintball.
It hurts. It leaves a black...
A big old welt.
Yeah, big old welt.
A big old welt.
It's like, ah!
And I mean, I'm just saying, it's like, if you're coming through my window...
Oh, yeah.
We're paintballing.
You see, Brett, this is why I need to get that flamethrower. I really need that.
A flamethrower is... I don't think that's a permissible self-defense.
I can open the door and be like, anybody want to come in?
Hit him with the flamethrower.
Be my guest. Come right in.
Come on. We're not doing that. How about we just don't go to people's houses and terrorize them and scare them?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody just texted me and said, open the door and send out the German shepherds.
No, I don't want to waste my German shepherds on that. I'd be like, just take the flamethrower.
That
guys.
Is quite surprising, though. They're out there making a racket. All of a sudden, door opens. Out comes six German shepherds.
Meet my little fleece.
Say hello to my little friend. Say hello to my little 80-pound friend. Maybe you get yourself a shepherd, a Belgian Malinois,
hey,
some Rotties.
An angry Chihuahua will also do damage.
An angry Chihuahua, a snapping turtle, whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly. Munch on your toes.
I mean, it's crazy. Why you're going to harass people over their politics in their private life it's completely unacceptable. And it takes decent human beings to stand up and say that. Now, let me give you something else that's equally unacceptable. What I watched in terms of the behavior today at this White House news conference by the press, by Jim Acosta, roughing up a White House intern, it turns out, not even an employee, an intern, was amazing. CNN is reporting, in a stunning break with protocol, the White House said Wednesday night that it's suspending CNN chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta's hard pass until further notice. The move came just hours after Acosta drew the ire of President Trump and his allies by asking multiple questions in a post-midterms news conference. Trump insulted Acosta and called him a terrible person. They're leaving something out of that report. This is CNN. They're leaving something out. That certain matter of... The president saying, I'm finished, give him the microphone. When the intern went to take the microphone from his possession, he jostled the intern. That's hashtag me too. Okay? That's a hashtag me too moment. You're disrespecting a person who's working at the White House. In this case, happened to be a very nice young woman. You could see she was trying to be as professional as possible, trying to be as accommodating as possible, and trying to hand the microphone over to Peter Alexander,
yes,
from MSNBC. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders announced in a statement that Acosta would be stripped of what is known as a hard pass, which gives him access to the White House grounds. Around the same time, Acosta was stopped at the White House's Pennsylvania Avenue gate, where reporters usually enter. He was heading back to the White House for a live shot on Anderson Cooper 360. Take a look at Anderson Cooper 360. What's he got going on over there? There's a Don Lemon calling everyone racist again. I've just been denied entrance to the White House, Acosta tweeted. Secret Service informed me I cannot enter the White House grounds for my 8 p.m. hit. Acosta posted a video of a Secret Service officer removing his pass. I was just told to do it, the officer said on the recording. I'm now giving my hard pass to the Secret Service. Reporters who regularly cover the White House are routinely granted, quote, hard passes to ease entry and exit to the White House grounds. It's unclear whether Acosta will be granted some other sort of pass, but on Wednesday night, he was turned away at the gate. There's no room in the inn. Peter Baker, the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, said on Twitter, quote, this is something I've never seen since I started covering the White House in 1996. Other presidents did not fear tough questioning.
This is Jim Acosta. I am in front of the White House. Secret Service officer is asking for my hard pass.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, no hard feelings to the officer.
No, sure.
But I am now giving my hard pass to the Secret Service. So do you want to take it off the the lanyard there? Or?
That's a drop.
Yeah.
You want to take it off the lanyard?
Yeah, I know it is.
You know who else had a very similar experience today is Jeff Sessions. And I think if you asked Jeff Sessions how it felt, he would tell you it did not feel good.
Actually, Brett, our boy Anthony Scaramucci is on with Chris Cuomo on CNN right now.
Well, there you go. Well, he knows about having his hard pass removed. He got fired from the White House. President Sarah Sanders put out the following statement. President Trump believes in a free press and expects and welcomes tough questions of him and his administration. We will never tolerate a reporter placing his hands on a young woman just trying to do her job as a White House intern. The conduct is absolutely unacceptable. CNN producer Ali Malloy responded to Sanders via Twitter, quote, "This is a complete lie. The woman grabbed Jim's arm repeatedly. He never once touched her. In fact, at one point, Acosta tells her politely, 'Pardon me, ma'am,' as she's yanking on his arm." Acosta also tweeted that Sanders' description of the incident was a lie. Okay, well, I don't think he's going to get his hard pass back. I don't think he's going to get his hard pass back. And I think if he's got any kind of plan to take any kind of a trip, two words, extra screening. Give him the secondary. Give him the secondary screening and then put him through customs inspection. Let's find out if he's got any fruits or vegetables in his pants. What do you... You may not bring a little lamb with you as your companion. No. These guys, it's unbelievable. 800-760-KFMB, it's the Brett Winterble Show, AM760. Talk of breaking news, Jim Charvette with headlines. Okay, hold on. I want to talk about this Tucker Carlson thing for a second, because I just got audio of the protesters in front of his house. I'm not making this up. This is not like shtick, it's not comedy. This is actual audio. So apparently this group, which numbers in the sixes, there's six of them in front of his house with a tambourine, castanets, and a drum or something. They are protesting outside of Tucker Carlson. They're trying to scare his family because he supports the border wall.
Sounds like the Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. He supports the border wall. So I have the audio of their chant, and it's on a loop. So I'm going to let you guys hear this. This is going right... literally off of my phone. That's how efficient I am on the program. Ready? Check this out. This is really true. This is the real sound.
Yeah.
Here it goes. Okay. Here's the thing.
Loser.
Here's the problem. This is the problem. If these idiots are still out there doing that right now, who knows what kind of cavalry is coming to Tucker Carlson's house? Because this is all over the Twitter. And this is about six idiots with a sign and a tambourine and a stupid chant. I mean, this is not exactly... John, we've seen some Antifa action.
Yes, we have.
Okay? I have borne witness to what the protest... I was at a rally in March of 2017 when the Brujeras showed up to put curses on President Trump.
Yep.
Okay? That's witches. It was like six or eight of these witches in the pointy hats and the whole thing, and they were doing the curses. And then a very, very enthusiastic evangelical Christians showed up with their counter message, and they had a giant amplifier aimed at the Brujeras, and the witches only withstood the Bible verses for about 40 minutes before they finally left.
Lunatic fringe, frankly.
I mean, it is lunatic fringe. But see, this is the problem. If I'm these guys who are out in front of Tucker Carlson's house protesting his house,
yeah,
which may not even be his house,
yeah,
but it's a house, I might be getting out of there like quick, because, again, this is on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how the cavalry's going to show up.
Uh-huh.
To have a response to your annoyance. And the word is probably morphing as time goes on, kind of like the Ferris Bueller, my sister's brother's cousins, uncle's neighbor's ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend said he passed out at the 31 Flavors last night.
Yeah.
Word travels fast, and it's not always accurate. So you may end up with like 600-700 people just showing up at Tucker Carlson's house going, who's making trouble?
You will not divide us. You will not divide us. You will not divide us. You will not divide us.
That's interesting. That just to be clear, that's Adam Schiff and the Democratic chairman now?
That's Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Didn't he get in trouble for screaming he wanted French fries at Jerry's Deli and then
something
they banned
like
him
that.
Or something?
He went on some weird
what happened to him?
Mental health.
He used to go on the thing. He used to scream at the camera there in New York. Is that what that was? He will not divide us?
Yeah, it was from a Trump rally. From an anti-Trump rally.
He will not divide us. He will not divide us.
It's like an incantation.
I know.
It's like not even very intimidating or anything
like
that.
It's all homeless, too.
So Jeff Sessions got fired by the president. In fairness, the president asked for Jeff Sessions' resignation today. Now the left is completely gone bonkers because they're convinced that this is going to be the first step in the shutdown of the Robert Mueller investigation, even though the president, when asked about the Robert Mueller investigation today, explicitly said, I'm not shutting it down because I didn't do anything. You can do your Mueller investigating all you want. I'm not doing anything. What's amazing about all this is Nancy Pelosi took back the House of Representatives last night. Fox News confirming that at 6:30 Pacific time while people were still voting on the West Coast. Thank you, Fox News. I'm done watching your news content. The president of the United States, by blowing out Jeff Sessions, was actually able to knock the Democrats taking back the House of Representatives off the front page.
Does not feel good.
In fact, he earlier on with his fight with Jim Acosta and the rest of the press, effectively knocked the win by the Democrats in the House of Representatives off the front page. And it has been relegated to like story number 5 of the day. That's power. That is power. Megan Barth is going to join us next, the co-chair of the Media Equality Project, national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. We'll get her thoughts on what went down last night and what it all means. 800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. It is the Brett Winterbull Show.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign. In the midterms, that
here,
this,
here we go.
That well, if you
let's
don't
go,
mind, Mr. President, that this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
I,
Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in
not
this
at all.
Election
no, not
to
at
try
all. I
to
want
keep
them. I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process, and I want people to come in, and we need right. the people.
Your
you
campaign.
Wait,
your campaign.
Wait. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
well,
so
that's
on.
True. They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Jim Acosta and the president today at the White House. I think the president got the better of him. What do you think? Megan Barth is the co-chair of the Media Equality Project, national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. She joins us on the line now. We'll talk about the midterms, but straight up front, Megan, how about the White House pulling his hard pass today, playing hard ball with the hard-headed Jim Acosta from CNN?
Well, as we say in baseball, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. Jim Acosta finally has lost his quote unquote press credentials as a quote unquote journalist. That loaded question, along with his opinion that followed, displayed exactly what kind of liberal hack that Jim Acosta has become—a despicable liberal hack. And that is why CNN has ratings lower than Congress, if you can believe it. And I have to wonder how the ratings would be for CNN if we weren't forced to watch CNN as airport travelers. I am in D.C. right now. I had to connect through St. Louis from Las Vegas.
Yes.
And every single airport, three of them, that I landed in over the course of 8 hours had CNN on the TV. And I kept wondering, geez, if I wasn't forced to watch CNN, what would their ratings be?
Great question. Great question. Are we likely, is this the new normal? Are we going to see this for the next 2 years with this press acting as rhetorical vandals to the president of the United States when he does these events?
Well, yeah, because they're nothing more than the propaganda arm of the Socialist Democrat Party.
Yeah.
That they need to ensure that the socialists fundamentally transform this country, as was promised to us back in 2008 by Barack Obama. So they need to carry out the agenda of the socialists. And if they can be the propaganda arm in order to deceive and manipulate the American people, well, by God, that's their job and they're going to do it. Honest journalism be damned. You cannot have, in an honest media, 90% negative coverage of this president who has actually done 90% good on behalf of the working class and the American people. You know, something that's gone unreported,
yes,
Brett, is the fact that Kemp in Georgia,
yep,
who is now leading the socialist Stacey Abrams in Georgia, mm-hmm, got 39% of the Hispanic vote.
Wow. That is not being reported anywhere. Yes.
9%. So the media wants everyone to believe that the Republican Party is racist. That is their only default position because that is the Democrat default position. Yet it's not ringing true with the electorate. When we have 39%, now George Bush actually got most of the Hispanic vote in from Texas. He got around 40%, 43% at the time when he carried Texas. So the Hispanic vote is a natural consequence for Republicans. Why? Because we are for legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And the demographics that truly understand illegal immigration is the Hispanic demographic, because those are the demographics that hurt the Hispanics most, is illegal immigrants. Legal immigrants, mostly Hispanic immigrants, are hurt most by illegal immigrants. And as we see the Socialist Democrat Party now take control of the House, as well as plenty of governorships, and New York, like New York needed another socialist, they've got two more. You know, they want us to believe and want the American people to believe that we are racists. And that wouldn't ring true again, like Trump said, in response to another hack reporter, a propagandist of the Democrat Party, when she accused him of being a white supremacist,
yeah,
otherwise known as a nationalist, according to them.
That's right.
Nationalism has nothing to do with white supremacy, but that's the new spin. We wouldn't have a 40% approval rating amongst black Americans for this president if he was a white supremacist.
By the way, that was a question asked by Yamiche Alcindor, who is employed, mm-hmm, by the public broadcasting system paid for by contributors like you and me, my friend.
Yes, yes. More of our tax dollars is going to socialist propaganda and to the care, welfare, incarceration, and health care of illegal aliens. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well, listen, look. What about last night? Let's talk about last night. Let's talk about, you mentioned Stacey Abrams, right? She was obviously hugely popular with the progressives. The money was pouring in. Oprah came in and campaigned for her. You get a vote, you get a vote, you get a vote, you get a vote, all that sort of stuff. You had Andrew Gillum down in Florida, and you had the phenomenon previously known as Beto. What do we make of the defeat of the celebucrats?
Well, I necessarily, you know, when I woke up this morning, I woke up to a Nevada election that was entirely rigged, as it was in 2016.
Right.
We can get into that, and I will be getting into that,
sure,
later,
sure,
on my own personal blog. But when we look across the landscape, specifically at strong or formerly strong red states, we narrowly eked out a victory. So I'm not doing a victory dance like many in the media. I'm not sitting there comfortable saying, yay, we won. We barely won. And we barely won against radical socialists.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at these states, the one thing that they have in common, outside of Georgia, really, but Florida, Texas, Arizona, mm-hmm. Nevada, mm-hmm. California, Colorado, Illinois. They all have a high density population of illegal aliens. And for some reason, 50 states in our republic do not check for the citizenship when it comes to the registration of voters. Now, in all of these states, with the exception of Texas, I believe, and maybe Florida, but in Nevada, California, Illinois, and Arizona, they hand out driver's licenses to illegal aliens every single day. And they also register illegal aliens at the DMV.
True.
They won't tell you this, but they do. And so when you look at the demographics of these states, the direct two things that stand out in these states is the migration from California liberals that are populating these states and infecting their states with a socialist progressive cancer. And then the second thing they have in common is a high demographic population of illegal aliens.
It's an interesting point. I mean, look, when you see what happened with the race there in Nevada and the culinary workers union and mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff, I mean, that is a huge issue. Harry Reid was saved once upon a time by that same union against Sharon Angle, and you know, it looks like they may have played the card again last night.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in D.C. right now, like I said, so I'm not on the ground in Nevada, but my phone did not stop ringing. The Republicans in Nevada lost every single seat by where the Democrats now have a supermajority where they can implement a state tax, they can implement a death tax, they can implement a gas tax, they can implement a car registration tax,
right.
or fee, mm-hmm. or whatever fees that they want, and they can make it a sanctuary state.
Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable.
The only Republican that survived on a statewide level, I had accused of being a Harry Reid plant. And she made sure, this quote-unquote Republican, made sure that all of her critics lost.
Yeah.
And there was a friend of mine, an assemblyman, who lost by 120 votes. And I've been on the phone with him all day demanding that you better ask for a recount. You better start lighting fires, because if you don't light fires, I'm going to light the fires for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either with me or you're not.
No.
But election fraud and election integrity are an issue that Republicans must make for the 2020 elections, because dirty voter rolls lead to dirty elections, and I haven't seen anything as dirty as I saw in 2016 and as I'm now seeing in 2018. It's only going to get worse.
Going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out, and we're going to rely on you to keep us up to date on all the shenanigans and what you uncover and what you're writing mm-hmm. about this. Megan Barth is the co-chair of the Media Equality Project, a national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. We appreciate you coming by today. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Brett. Thanks.
All right. Safe travels. Brett Winterbull Show, AM 760. Talk and breaking news. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, AM 760. Talk and breaking news. Let's talk to Antoine, checking in on the Tucker's house mob stalking by Smash Racism DC, the Antifa group. What's going on, Antoine?
Hey, Brett, thanks for taking my phone call.
Thank you for calling.
I listen to you every day, and I tell you, you take the edge off of reality for a lot of us. I'm pretty sure more than myself. But, yeah, I was calling because, you know, I don't know if you remember this era, but back when Tupac and a lot of the rappers, you know, a lot of people who are a lot of criminals actually used defenses when they shot police officers and did other egregious crimes and stuff like that.
Yes.
And their defense was, well, it was rap, Tupac. Mm-hmm. Listen to Tupac too much and listen to Ice Cube. So at some point, you know, I'm pretty positive that something is going to go south and somebody is going to be unfortunately hurt as a result of, you know, the Smash Racism and stuff like that.
Yep.
And at what point is somebody going to wage defense, which I hope they do, that it was Aunt Maxine that told me to act, or it was Aaron Holder who told me to kick them when they're low. At what point are they culpable?
Yeah.
Well, at the other, another thing I think of, and sure. I'm thankful that you and Mike don't entertain conspiracy theories that often, but, you know, back in the day, you know, in the Marine Corps, you know, we don't watch a lot of TV. You can't get hooked on a particular TV show.
Sure.
And at one point, I remember the Jerry Springer show coming out, and, of course, people asked, have you seen that show? Have you seen it? No, I haven't seen it. So, of course, you sit down and you indulge, you know, 5-6 minutes into this, Brett, I'm over it.
Yeah.
And then it came out the rumor that perhaps these were actors.
Yes.
But my question to you is at what point have we ever seen someone who was on the Jerry Springer show make it? At what point? Oh, I remember that guy. He was on the Jerry Springer show. No, Brett. It's people who hook up with their kids, boyfriends, and girlfriends and stuff.
Yep.
It's people who hook up with their brothers. Those people exist.
Sure.
They exist in this world.
They do.
But we don't recognize it because they don't operate within our circles.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
And they vote.
Yeah,
they
vote. Very true.
They have kids.
Yep.
And what kind of principles and values are they instilling in their kids who later vote?
I think
that's where we are.
Yeah.
When we can look and people like the mayor from Baltimore can say things like, well, we're at a point where people don't even believe what they see on TV anymore.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, when it used to be only the mother of that person who robbed the liquor store said, that's not my baby. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't know my baby. Now we have different demographics of people who won't even recognize facts that are being played in front of them.
Yes.
That's a scary point.
It is.
I want to share that, but also I want to tell you that I'm definitely thankful for what you contribute, because you have a way of taking, again, the edge, being the cream to the coffee, and taking the edge off of some ugly realities that we as conservatives are facing.
Thank you. Antoine, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your service to this country in the Marine Corps, and I hope you call me back a lot because you got great takes. Here's the thing. We are empowered only to the degree that we really can do anything, all right? And there was a time in my life when I would get all consumer politics. I would get irate, angry, go home, be mad, yell at my wife, my kids, be grumpy, just be cranky and mad and angry. And, you know, right around the time when I stopped investing so much in sports, you know, watching games and getting angry when my team lost, I kind of stopped getting angry and furious and personalizing what happened when my politics lost. And now I just realized if you keep everything in balance, you're going to last a whole lot longer. You're not going to burn out because you're burning so hot. And it's important to laugh because the world is nuts. And if we forget how to laugh, we are all going to go crazy. Thank you to John. Thank you to Jim. Roger Hedgecock, each and every one of you. We'll do it again tomorrow starting at 3. It's the Brett Winterble Show, AM 760, talking breaking news.
Jim Acosta's band. Jim Acosta's band. Jim Acosta's band from the White House.